Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple, Ephraim in for Rob, but we're still bringing it on a TV theme song Thursday, an hour away from the start of Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, Golden State Warriors, Dallas Mavericks, and we, of course, are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Look, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. We believe that here at Fox Sports Radio, and Discover Card believes that. That's why they match all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. It's just exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. And we got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up at the bottom of the hour. Special having it in the second hour of the show today. Usually it's in the third hour, but we will have Eddie House in the third hour. And then at the end of this hour, last segment, we're going to talk about Bel Air, the hit series that was on Peacock, right, Ephraim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my wife and I watched it Loved it. And Ephraim is a writer on Bel Air. So I'm really looking forward to it. I got questions, bro.
I got answers.
All right. All right.
I mean, I guess what it is. I got
we answers. Really enjoyed it. All right. We're going to talk about it. I can't wait for that, but that's at the end of the hour. But now we're going to stay with the NBA. And big story came out Tuesday night, but everybody was talking about it yesterday and still today. A story in the New York Daily News. We had the writer Christian Winfield on yesterday, Ephraim. His story mainly was this. That the Nets, according to his sources, are, this is a direct quote, outright unwilling, right? Not leaning toward, not contemplating, considering, thinking about, outright unwilling to give Kyrie Irving a long-term contract extension. I will give you my brief summation of this situation, Ephraim, and then I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
Kyrie's awesome. I think Kyrie's the first ballot Hall of Famer. I think he's the greatest ball handler in NBA history. He's fantastic. But if I was running the Nets, there's no way I would give him a long-term contract extension. And if I were the Nets, Kyrie's got about a month to make his decision whether to opt out of the last year of his deal, which will pay him $36 million a year, or to opt in and just play on this year and then next year get a new deal. I would tell Kyrie, look, we love you. And real talk, we love you. I go to him respectfully. Kyrie, we want you here. That has not changed. You've been here 3 years. We view you as a foundational piece. And we know we can win a championship with you and Kevin. And we want you here. But we can't. And you put it on the owner. I'm sure the owner will be cool with Joe Tsai, he's not willing to go there yet. You know, you only played 20 games first year because of injury. Last year, you missed a lot of games. You know, you took a few personal leaves, missed 9 games because of that. And obviously this year with the vaccination, he's not willing to commit right now. So what we need to do this year, we got a great team. You, KD, Ben Simmons will be here. We think we can win a championship. Let's go out, get it done this year. We need you to be all in, committed, playing as many games as you can. And then, you know, we'll discuss this after next season. But let's go all in now. Now, I don't know if Kyrie will buy it, but I'd be like, look, if you opt out, we're only offering a one-year deal. 1 year, maybe 2 years with a team option for the second year, but we're not going long-term right now. And if you opt out, Kyrie, here's the teams that have money to give you the max. Detroit, which I doubt would do it. They're giving the ball to Cade Cunningham, right? He's their guy. They don't want to take it out of his hands and have Kyrie be the show. San Antonio, you want to go there? I doubt they trying to get Kyrie. Indiana, you want to go there? Portland, I mean, they're a mess, you know. And then Orlando, which is going young. And so I don't know that the teams with cap room, Ephraim, want Kyrie. And I'm sure Kyrie don't want to play for those teams. Everybody knows he wants to be in Brooklyn. They knew it before the season ended. And then as soon as the season ended, he said it at the press conference. I want to be a part. I'm not going anywhere. In fact, I got to sit down with Sean and Steve and KD, and we got to build this thing. Right. So he and Ephraim, if I'm another GM, I'm saying, OK, Kyrie wants to be in Brooklyn, is from New Jersey nearby, rooted for the Nets all of his life, is playing with one of his great friends who's an awesome player and still is not reliable to be there. Not forget playing well, to be there. What in the world is he going to be like if he's somewhere he doesn't want to be? So I don't think Kyrie has much leverage unless KD goes to ownership and makes a demand. And I wouldn't even let that move me. There's no way right now I give Kyrie a long-term extension if I'm the Nets. Your thoughts?
So much of what you said is absolutely correct. Number one, when you're talking about opting out, and just for the people who don't understand that, like, Kyrie has a player option worth $47 million next year. If he accepts the player option, then he's on Brooklyn for one more year for $47 million. If he declines it, it makes him a free agent. He can go anywhere and for a six-year max deal worth 200 and, I don't know, 50-something plus. So that's what normally, that's what players do. Last year we saw with Chris Paul. He had a player option for $47 million. He declined it. Got a long-term extension, $100-some-odd million.
About 30 a year, right?
Right? Yep, that's what happens, right? You don't...
And you do it to get the extended year.
You get
year.
The extended right. year, right? right? And, you know, that's just... That's the formula. So what the Brooklyn Nets are hoping happens is that Kyrie does not accept the player option and hits the market.
Oh, you think they want him to opt out?
I think they want him to opt out.
And it's for $36 million next year.
$36 million. Yeah, I think they want him to opt out.
Why?
Because then they don't have to deal with.
You think they don't want him?
I don't think they want him. And I'll tell you why. Now, look, it's nothing with his talent. We know he's one of the most talented players. But as a professional athlete, and I was one for 13 years, I made a lot of sacrifices. A lot of sacrifices. As did my teammates and everyone else in the league. The one thing that an organization asks of you is to be available, be present, and give everything you got. Those are the guidelines. If you can't do that, they can't trust you. Mm. And what I'm seeing here with Brooklyn is a lack of trust. Rightfully so.
Understandably, right.
Right? Absolutely. Like, this isn't something, oh, they're picking on Kyrie. No, Kyrie decided to leave. You got to remember, earlier this year, right? He left. No one knew where Kyrie Irving was.
Right.
Not this year, last year. No one knew where he was. 2 weeks, he decided he needed...
January 6th, the insurrection.
He needed some time. Right. But he didn't tell anybody. So everybody well, was,
and
going
on that note, Ephraim, I mean, and that was a terrible event. And unfortunately, I mean, we've had, what, several over the last few weeks?
Yeah, but what I'm telling you, the people who worked at the Capitol...
Wanted to take off because of this?
The people who worked at the Capitol went to work on right. January 7th.
Yep.
The people who actually work at the Capitol.
Right.
And so for Kyrie plays basketball, and look, everybody's – maybe he's an empath. He's very empathetic, and things like this happen, and they affect him more than other people. I get that, and it's okay. My son, my oldest son, is 10 years old. He's very empathetic. Everything that happens, it affects him a certain way. So I get that. I understand that. But when someone's paying you millions and millions of dollars to play basketball, right? Sometimes there's sacrifices that need to be, and I don't want to make it about the money. I want to make it more about the team.
Well, and even, right, look, even if you're not getting paid millions of dollars, even if you're not playing basketball, you got to go to work.
And I'm saying it's even more so if you're making generational money. Right. Even more so. The guy who's at Chevron making minimum wage, he got to show up.
Right.
Right? So, because he doesn't have something to fall back on. He can't miss five paychecks. And so,
Absolutely. And so
the thing with the vaccine is just another thing, right? The whole, I am
right.
more than positive.
People have forgotten about all the other stuff because of the vaccine.
Right. I'm more than positive. He is not the only player on the Brooklyn Nets that did not want to get vaccinated for whatever reason. But guess what all those guys did? They went out and got vaccinated. Why? Because they had a goal, and the goal is to win a championship. And they all had to be present and available to win a championship, but not Kyrie Irving.
Andrew Wiggins, who's having a breakout postseason.
Breakout year.
Didn't want to get vaccinated.
Breakout.
Now, let me ask you this. As a former professional athlete, how would you, real talk,
be
feeling if you were a teammate? Now, none of them are obviously going to come out and say what they really feel one way or the other. But how would you really be feeling
James
if
Harden
you
did.
Were in that? Right. He said it with his, with his actions.
I got to go. You can't trust that guy. You can't trust him. Trust in a team sport is paramount, especially when you get to the professional level. I need to know, no matter what's going on, you're going to show up, right, and show out.
Right.
When it's time, like, if I'm playing on the offensive line, I need to know my left guard wasn't out partying all night, hungover, doesn't know the game plan, half in, half out. Like, that doesn't work for me. Mm. It doesn't work, and it doesn't work in team sports. And that's why you're having the situation you're having. And, oh, by the way, they have another guy on the roster the same way, Ben Simmons. So now you got two guys making almost $100 million between them next year who you can't depend on. You tell me is Brooklyn signing up for that long term.
Ephraim, as interesting as this Kyrie Irving soap opera is, the Ben Simmons one is just as interesting. Because I've talked to people close to that situation. He really had a back injury.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of it was either maybe brought on or exacerbated by his mental issues, right? The fear, the stress, whatever. And so physically he's ready, from what I've been told. Physically, no reason he can't start training camp and be ready to go. But mentally, this summer he's going to be seeing, you know, sports psychologists, working with the Nets on that. They're all on one page. But I got to be honest, man, I am not fully 100% convinced he's going to be playing at the start of the season because of the mental.
And
the thing is, he's going to have to – look, he's not just going to be able to go see therapist and then feel awesome and then say, hey, I'm ready to play and no issue. You're going to still have some fears, have some doubts, have some insecurities about stepping on that court, playing, taking shots, and you have to fight through that.
That's what they pay you for.
Yep. That's life, too.
Welcome to the people who don't make that, who have to make that decision every day.
One of the most interesting things you said, is that you don't think the Nets want him back. So we got to get into, okay, if they don't want him back, then how are they replacing him? We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, in for Rob Parker. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature. Nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ephraim. Ephraim Salam and Farrah Parker. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution. And America's number one battery destination. All right, Ephraim and I are on the same page that no way you can give Kyrie Irving a long-term contract extension right now. I've talked to a few people around the league, Ephraim. A couple guys said, you know, they might try him for a couple years, you know, sign him for a couple years. It depends on the team. Like, let's say if you're the Knicks, would you sign Kyrie for 2 years? I would. I'm not going anywhere anyway. He's a must-see, you know, entertainer, player.
He's not going to take 2 years.
Well.
That's the thing, right?
Like, if he don't get more.
So think about this.
If nobody else gives him more.
Think about this. Think about what we know about Kyrie. And I don't want to speak for him because I don't know him personally, but I can just go off his actions. Very contrary. He's very, you know, I'm going to do things my way. That's just how he is.
Right.
I'm a free thinker. Right? That's him.
Absolutely.
So if he's on the open market and you got a team offering him, you know, to he doesn't want he wouldn't decline his option for a 2-year deal. He wants a long-term deal.
So what if nobody's offering him 4 years?
If no one's offering him 4 years, that's the reality check. right? Okay. Now you got to look at yourself. But right now, there's no looking glass in front of him.
All right, let me give you one.
Okay.
You said you would let him walk if you're the Nets. I mentioned the teams with cap room. Mm-hmm. He ain't walking to none of them. I doubt he even wants to. So it will probably have to be a sign and trade. And I'm going to throw this out to you. I would not want to do this if I'm the Nets. But I think if I'm the Nets, I want Kyrie back for 1 year. I want him back next year. But you're different. You don't even want him this year. So I'm going to throw this out to you. It might sound crazy at first. And again, if I'm the Nets, I wouldn't necessarily do it. But I'm going to lay it out and lay out what I think could be the benefits for the Nets and see what you think. Kyrie Irving for Russell Westbrook. Obviously, you reunite Kyrie and LeBron in L.A., and you reunite Westbrook and Durant in Brooklyn.
Hear me out. I'm going to hear you out.
LeBron would want it. Kyrie wants to stay where he's at, but if I got to move, heck, L.A. ain't that bad. I could see him wanting to be in L.A. if he can't be at home. I could see him. You've heard him talking on social media lately, all these interviews he's doing. He's talked fancifully of his time with LeBron. They obviously won a championship together. That's the only time Kyrie's won.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Boston's better without him. I don't think they'd be as good right now if they had Kyrie.
Absolutely not.
Right? As great as he's better than Marcus Smart, but still, there's a team, they wouldn't be better.
Everybody plays defense on Boston.
Yep.
He does not.
There you go. The Lakers would be, I think they'd be phenomenal. Because LeBron has shown he can keep Kyrie in check. He can lead Kyrie. So Kyrie, Anthony Davis, LeBron, you're cooking with oil. Now, on the other side, because that's the issue. I think the Lakers would do it in a heartbeat. The issue, and give him, that's maybe the one team, Ephraim, if I could get him, if you take Westbrook off my hands, give me Kyrie, I will sign him for 4 years. I would sign him for 4 years because I got LeBron James who I know can lead him. And so the other side, if I'm Brooklyn, I don't think KD wants a reunion. Obviously left Westbrook. I don't think Westbrook particularly wants one. But at this point, KD, maybe deep down inside, he's like, man, like you said, I can't trust my boy. I love him, but come on. We here to play basketball. I can't count on him. I can count on Westbrook showing up. And if I'm the Nets, I'm like, look, I just had a dude that don't want to play. Now I can bring in a guy that is high energy, going to show up every night. For all his flaws, he's going to give his all and brings a hustle and all that. And Ephraim, no one has played better with Russell Westbrook than Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant doesn't need the ball in his hands. And so he's much better than LeBron off the ball. So we know he and Russ can work. They were a great team in OKC. Never won it, but still were a great team.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it doesn't work, at worst case scenario, I get $50 million off my cap next year, after next season, because Westbrook's a free agent. But I'd be hesitant if I'm the Nets because Westbrook is got his flaws. But if anybody that can work with him is Durant. And so what do you think about that? Like I said, I think the Lakers is a no-brainer. The question is the Nets.
So to keep this in context, he's eligible for a 5-year contract extension worth
Kyrie?
Yes.
But 4 years if he goes somewhere else.
Right. But 5 years with Brooklyn, Nets. It would have to be a sign and trade. Right?
Right.
So it would be a 5-year, $246 million deal. Right? That's all upwards of almost $50 million a year for a guy you have zero idea what he'll do, when he'll show up, and how he'll respond. The pandemic isn't over, just FYI, for people who thought it was because we're going to concerts and wrestling matches. It's cool now.
It would be 4 years.
Right. Sign and trade. But it would be a four-year
deal.
Right,
sign and trade.
For $200 million.
You can only sign and trade for four. I think it would be like 181 or something like that.
I think it's 200. Well, no, you're right. You're right. 184 yeah. with the fourth right. year, right? Right. And so, like, as a GM and as an owner, if I were to come into a room and say, I can guarantee you Kyrie Irving is going to play 98% of all of those games, barring injury, in that 4 years, you would do it in a heartbeat. But because you can't come in and tell me that, I can't continue to hamstring my team on maybe
so you
he will.
Do it if you're the Lakers.
Maybe no. It makes
LeBron
sense.
Will
the way
want
you,
it,
I know, like I know. Said, LeBron not, wants a
yeah,
lot of things.
Not, right, I give
a
you,
lot of
I
things.
Hey,
LeBron wants a lot of things. But the last thing the Lakers need is to get rid of one headache and get a bigger one. That's the last fair. Thing they need. And you can say That's LeBron fair. Is going to do this and LeBron's going to do that. Well, why did Kyrie want to leave LeBron? Well, he was right. young and immature and he wanted to go somewhere else and do his own thing. It didn't work. He's going to get back to LeBron. At a certain point, ego is ego.
Right. That's fair.
Right?
That's
and so fair. You got to be real careful and cautious when you're talking about $184 million fully guaranteed. So no matter what happens, you're going to have to write that check.
Would they have a chance to win the championship next year?
The Lakers?
Yes.
With Kyrie, if Kyrie plays the entire season
I mean,
with LeBron and AD?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, that's
easy. What it's about. I'm here to win.
Yeah, but what are the chances?
High risk, high reward.
The Lakers have been in that business, and right?
I mean,
you gotta remember they're paying a couple coaches that haven't coached.
For all the hand wringing over the AD trade now, you got a championship.
Yes, and thank God for the pandemic because it allowed LeBron and AD to rest for 2 months. It allowed them to rest for 2 months.
We got much more to get into. Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker. And next is a radio game show that's sweeping the nation. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, no longer with Weeb Nation, we'll get into that later.
No.
Our resident DJ, Alex Tyshirt.
Guys, sometimes like Justin Timberlake, you got to look around at all the guys around you and say, you know what? I would sound better if I was not locked down. So I had to do that. I had to move on to greener pastures. You
bigger
know?
And better things.
That's it,
that might be a shop talk next week. Why did you leave?
I'm all teasing.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
So let's get to it. I explained the rules during the update to both Chris and Ephraim. They both know what's going on, and I flipped a coin. Ephraim, you won.
Let's go,
well,
Ephraim.
I'm going to let him go first anyway.
Let's go, Ephraim.
I'm a
first.
Gentleman.
All right. Come
again, now all of these questions are Raiders themed because they were in the headlines this week with that workout of Colin Kaepernick, which we'll get to in hour three. But let's get started. Question number one, Ephraim. Before moving to Los Angeles, the Raiders played their home games both in Los Angeles and the city of blank.
Okay.
All right, Ephraim. The trick here.
One word.
I got you.
The trick here. I almost counted. Okay.
Ephraim, makes a habit of cheating. Yeah.
The trick here, Ephraim, is to get into an Alex Tyshirt mind. So say something I'm going to get.
Good luck with that.
It's not that hard, see? It might be.
One word, Ephraim.
What you got, E?
A's.
Oakland.
That is correct.
Wow, I'm surprised
Let's
you
go.
Knew that.
Let's
10
go.
10 points.
A's is technically two words, but
A's is not two words.
Wow.
Is it
two
Rob
words?
G?
It's one letter. How could it be two words?
He didn't say A's and A's.
Okay.
But I'll let you go.
You know, the apostrophe is part of the word. You know that, right?
I'm going to take the writer's side on this one, C.
Question number two, over to Chris Broussard. Back in 1979, the Raiders made Blank Flores the first Hispanic coach in NFL history, and he rewarded them with two Super Bowl championships.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Blank Flores, okay?
Hanks.
Plural. William?
That is incorrect.
Can I steal?
Chance to steal. 9 points if you can get it. Blank Flores.
Brady.
Tom.
That is correct.
Wait, why would you?
Tom Hanks? How you not get Tom Hanks?
Well, I wouldn't think of him right away.
I think you're punishing me for that.
I know.
That is, don't worry about it, man. Let's keep this train rolling.
I can't believe I'm
being
beat by a guest.
First of all, I'm not a guest, okay?
He has his own theme music.
That's true.
He's like a roommate. Level number three. Getting a little tougher. Tiger's Tower of Trivia. Back to Ephraim. Back in 76, the Raiders won their first Super Bowl at the world-famous Blank Bowl in Pasadena, home of the granddaddy of them all in college football. Ephraim, one word.
Flower.
Rose.
That is correct. Oh, my goodness. The route is on.
Something's fishy.
Cleaning
the
up.
The route is on. Something smells fishy. That's all I got to say.
We ain't out of market.
Whatever food you burning over there, that's what's smelling fishy.
29 to nothing as we move to level four. The mercy rule, Matthew, put into effect. Over to Chris again. The Raiders have an iconic catchphrase, even if it hasn't actually played out on the field a lot recently. Of course, that catchphrase is, just win blank.
Just win blank? Sorry. Just win blank. Huh.
Riveting radio right now, Chris.
Yeah.
Infant.
Toddler.
That is incorrect.
I actually got a better one now.
Infant.
Ephraim, chance to steal and basically cement the victory if you get this one. Chris is getting shut out in his own game.
Honey.
Honey? Just win infant honey. Cake?
That is incorrect.
Just win cake?
Yeah. It's football.
Win.
I don't know.
Just win cake?
Sometimes you want to win the cake.
Here you go.
No,
Alex.
You don't. Ever.
You don't?
No, you don't want to win.
Oh, come on.
Nothing in football is called the cake.
Here we go, Alex. There was one where the answer was Trump, and Alex said Fred Trump.
Yeah.
Fred?
I had no idea
what
that is.
That's what you're dealing with now. All right, here we go, Alex. You got this one.
Okay.
Newborn.
Baby.
That is correct.
There we go. All right, I'm coming.
Is newborn one word or?
Oh, that's one word.
That is totally one word. All right, back to Ephraim, I believe. Yeah, back to Ephraim.
Are we sure?
All right, Ephraim, the Raiders have had a number of great running backs in their history, but the all-time leader in rushing yards and touchdowns, none other than Marcus Blank.
Marcus. Okay.
Josh.
Adams.
Incorrect.
What did he say? Iverson.
He said Adams.
Oh.
Iverson. Allen.
That is correct.
Okay. Uh-oh. It's a rally. Uh-oh. I got my rally guy.
That was pretty good. That was
back
really good.
Back to Chris. We're moving through this quickly. Tom Brady. Hate that guy. His first Super Bowl run was highlighted by his victory over the Raiders in the divisional round of the playoffs after his fumble was overturned. It was a fraud call.
What?
That game came to be known as the blank rule game.
Gosh.
What do you mean a rule game?
That's what it's called.
Oh.
It's very famous. It's just I don't know how you can come up with a clue for it.
Right.
You sounded like really personal there with the hurt.
Yeah, I hate Tom Brady.
Okay. Why are you hating on Tom?
You saw that fake golf video he did?
You don't like Wait, how is that fake?
Yeah.
Bedtime.
Oh, okay.
Bedtime? Give me the last part of the phrase.
Blank rule game.
Bedtime? See, this is tough.
Three, two.
Hold on. What? Okay, hold on. I think I remember. It's Tuck, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Bedtime Tuck.
I see. The score is 29-27. We got time for one more. We got to go quick because we're up against it. Ephraim, if you can get this one, it's over. In the 1975 AFC Championship game, the Raiders lost to the Steelers on an iconic and controversial play.
Another one?
It was called the Immaculate Blank.
Don't you start looking at the mirror at this point, Raiders? It's a little weird.
You know what?
I'm just saying, like, what's up with all these controversies?
Hey, pay attention,
okay,
man.
Sorry, say it again. Go for it again.
The Immaculate Blank. Ephraim, if you get this, it's over. If not, Chris gets a chance to steal.
Receive.
Catch.
That is incorrect.
Mm. All right. All right.
Uh-oh.
Ephraim, I'm sorry.
Here we go, Alex. Here we go.
This mother...
hey, family radio. All right.
Is this how it goes, Ephraim?
Here we go, Alex.
Okay.
Wedding
ring.
That is incorrect. Ephraim, can you get it done?
Focus, right?
Focus. Get into the mind of an Alex Dysher. Close your eyes.
Ephraim's really straining.
Visualize
right
what you're talking about right now.
Give me the clues one more time, Bobby. What do we have?
It is the Raiders and the Steelers. Steelers won in a controversial play. It's now called the Immaculate Blank.
What were the clues?
The clues were
what? Wedding. You give them the clues.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Wedding was Chris, and I forgot what Ephraim's was.
So mine was three clues.
His was receive. Okay.
His was wedding.
Okay.
And my last one is,
three, two.
Money from. Come on.
Catch.
One.
That was his guess.
It was my guess.
I know, but think about it. Catch.
Okay.
He wants you to see sound and hear colors.
Hey, don't help me.
Say the last of the phrase again, Bobby.
Immaculate blank.
Immaculate reception?
Boom!
That is correct.
Is it?
Boom! We have a new champion.
Oh, let's
Where
go.
Where is he? He got three clues.
He got three clues. Rob G helped him out. This is. I'm appealing. I am appealing. I want y'all to know.
On and on.
I am appealing this decision. Keep it locked. All right, couple. We gonna talk about Bel Air. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
And Ephraim was hating on me.
Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. With prices soaring at the pump, and I do mean soaring, Discover Card has your back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June, and it's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. Appropriate that is a TV theme song Thursday, because we have with us not just a former NFL player, current Fox Sports Radio host, but also a writer of the acclaimed series Bel Air, which is a drama based on The Fresh Prince of Bel Air with Will Smith, that's playing on Peacock. And my wife and I watched it. We loved it, Ephraim. And I just want to get this question out of the way, so just be quick with this one.
Okay.
I just want to know, because I got so many other things to get to.
Okay.
But there's going to be a season two, correct?
I'm currently working on it right now. We're in the writer's room bringing back season two now.
Wow. Because we knew, you know, the way it ended season one, it was like, oh, yeah, they definitely setting up a season
two.
This
is for the long haul. I mean, you can tell these stories.
Did you know when you got it, when y'all got the contract, that it was going to be more than one season?
Yeah, they sold it as two seasons.
Okay. Here's the first question I have. And my daughter works at BET in content coordination. So she was, you know, like wishing they had got this. But we talked about it, and I was saying the show is really good. But obviously the original was a comedy,
yes,
right? And this is a drama. And it feels like you guys, you want to make sure, okay, it's not just a full-on comedy. It's a drama, and there's some issues in it. But you didn't want to go too dark because, you know, it's what it's based on, I guess, with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Is that accurate? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got into some issues, but you didn't go, it looks like it's not going to get dark.
Well, we're not making Euphoria. You know what I'm saying? We're not making Euphoria.
Right.
Right? That's the dark teen genre.
But not
type
even
of
just
show.
Dark, but you know, even I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head. Like, it's dealing with issues, but it's not getting, and I don't mean dark like ghoulish or, you know, gothic.
I know what you mean.
Y'all not going too gritty or, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
is that you?
Well, the topics that we're talking about are issues that, you know, our community is dealing with every day. These young kids are at these schools and they're dealing with these things every day. So we wanted to take what the original premise was,
and reimagine it through a dramatic lens. And there are comedy elements to it. There are light parts of the story, but there are also issues that we're dealing with, namely the you know, number one on the call sheet, Will Smith. Like, in the original, we never really knew what happened in Philly. Right.
That was really good.
It played in the song. Right. Like, it was part of the opening of the show, but you never really understood what happened. So beginning our series in Philly was a way to to do two things, to separate ourselves from the original, but to set the tone of the direction that we wanted to go in terms of a drama.
Right, right. No, and y'all did. That was an excellent part of the show for sure. Can you tell us anything about? You don't want to give it away, and I don't want you to give anything away. Is there anything you can give us about season two? But and again, if there's not, I'm cool with it because I don't even want to be spoiled.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I'll tell you, season two is going to be exciting. It's going to be tremendous. It's going to further explore these tremendous characters that we've reimagined for the world, and we're going to tap in to the, I mean, the cast is everything, right? Yeah. People fell in love with this cast. So we're going to lean into them and see more of the world through their lens.
I think you guys do a great job of exploring Black middle class, in this case, upper class life. Well, because that's how my daughters grew up, right?
That's middle class, right? Yeah, that's the point of it.
Your kids too, right?
There's this notion in our community, and I'm talking about the Black community, that when you become successful, you become less Black.
Right.
If that was the case, then I would be less Black sitting here
as a child, 30 years ago,
as a child of the parents who marched in the Civil Rights Movement, right?
So now I
would be less Black because I was able to change the trajectory, our socioeconomic background, which is a false narrative, and we really wanted to tap into that.
Nah, and I did an excellent job. The only thing, man, y'all made Uncle Phil an alpha. You should have made him a kappa.
Well,
Steppin would have been much doper. You would have had Canes. You know that. You would have had Canes and everything.
First of all, shout out to our showrunners, Rasheed and TJ.
They cooking alphas.
That's what they are. They cooking.
All right, I couple, keep it locked.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.